I think that the temperature is getting a bit warmer, and it worries me because apparently the Maldives won't be here in the next 30 years because of sea level rising.
Always uneven, always changing very quickly. Yesterday it was a little bit cool, but today I feel it's so hot.
Well, it's annoying. It's very, very annoying because it's raining where it's raining in deserts. It's snowing in UAE in Ras Al Khaimah. I mean, that's crazy. It's not supposed to happen, but it is. And farmlands don't get any rain anymore. They're going through drought, so everything's going crazy.
The weather is changing now. It's going to be hot a bit. Sometimes the bike is changing the lane automatically because of the weather, sunstorm.
Not really. I think it's a natural cycle of the earth.
Doesn't worry me. I'm rather enjoying it, actually. A little bit of dust, a little bit of unseasonably low temperatures for this time of year.
I think the weather is really odd these days. I haven't seen so many sandstorms in quite a while. And I'm wondering what will happen next. It's sandstorms now, but when did it rain? I mean, when did it last rain? It's really odd.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried because the sudden change in the climate is affecting the health now, especially like for the young childs and all. It's affecting a lot.
I'm just worried about the heat actually, because I think summer has already set in. So yeah, the sandstorms are bad, but it's just the heat that bothers me. I can live with the sand.
Well, the weather is a part of nature, so it's just the question of nature. We don't get into it, right? If in desert you will get sandstorm, no matter if it's in a couple of days or in a month or something. But I don't feel like it's that kind of a fear factor kind of a thing. One fine morning you wake up and you see that all it's dusty and stuff like that. But this is a part, so it doesn't worry me at all.
I think the weather is changing. I find that it's becoming warmer every year. We're having really strange weather occurrences in terms of dust storms and that strange weather occurrence we had in Heathrow about 2 years ago where the planes were brought down because it was snowing so badly. I wonder what the next few years are going to hold in terms of weather.
So what do you think about the weather? Good morning and welcome to Voices of Diversity with me, Suzanne Radford, and my co-host, as always, cross-cultural psychologist Samine Shaheen. Good morning to you, Samine.
Good morning, Suzanne.
Yes, as we start today looking at the diversity of weather, hearing some diverse voices there. So what are your thoughts on the weather? Does it concern you, or is it something that you take with a pinch of salt or a pinch of sand, maybe,
yes,
as the case might be at the moment?
Fantastic.
How many days have we been going through our sandstorm now?
Oh my God, many days, right? And I think this conversation started after we watched a particular movie that was released, that was filmed here, Mission Impossible 3. And after that, everyone said, you know, what exaggeration. Hollywood has taken this onto another level. This doesn't ever happen around here. And since then, we've kind of swallowed our words because it has happened and it has lasted 3-4 days. And it affects people. And it affects people in many different ways, as different kinds of weather affects people, Suzanne.
Exactly. And this isn't the first sandstorm we've had this in the last few months. They seem to be coming back and again and again. So is this something that bothers you? Do you think about it? Or is it just about how it affects you on a day-to-day basis? We'd love to hear from you this morning on 4001 as we explore the weather. We'll be looking at climate change and what we think and feel about and respond to our environment, and how culturally we come to the subject with different values and priorities. So coming from different parts of the world where we've grown up with different kinds of weather, has it had an impact on us? Now, of course, being a Brit, we talk about the weather every day when we're in the UK. Pretty much every day.
Right, it's a gorgeous day out there, isn't it? Or it's horrible weather out there, isn't it? It's gloomy 3-4 times a day.
Exactly. And what's bizarre as well, I find, with the Brits in when we're back in our home country, is that if it's raining, it's, oh dear, shame about the weather.
Yeah.
If it's hot, oh dear, shame, it's so hot. It's like we're never happy with whatever kind of weather we get.
Oh, that's funny, because looking at this list of top British traits, you have talking about the weather as number one, and you have whinging as number nine. So it could be, if we combine the two, then we talk about the weather and we complain about the weather.
Now, why is that, psychologist? Tell me,
it
please.
Is, yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. You know, weather affects us all, Suzanne, and it forms culture, it influences culture, it influences our attitudes, our lifestyles, the way in which the seasons that you have within a particular country, the fashion and the clothing that you have to wear in accordance to that. the words that we have in different language that describe weather also depends on the location that you are from and the language that's relevant to that location. So very much interconnected. The universal aspect of weather is that it affects us all. So we're all influenced by weather. But the conversations that we have and the way that it's always on our minds is because it affects us throughout the day. Mm. And it's a good conversation to have. It's a good starter because it links in. It's almost a bridge to talk about other things. So it's not just about weather. But when you say, you know, it's what a gloomy day it is, you're actually giving your listener a glimpse into how you're feeling at that particular moment. So you're not just objectifying the particular subject and separating it from yourself, but you're also saying that I'm not feeling so good right now, mm. and the weather's affecting how I feel, and I wish it were different.
Is it also saying, I don't know what to say to you or talk to you about, so I'll just fall back on the weather topic?
Absolutely. It is the go-to conversation, isn't it? It is the safe go-to conversation. But again, it's a wonderful candidate about speaking about nothing, but also it gives you an indication of the internal mechanism of what that person is feeling, what their plans may be for the rest of the day, what they're looking forward to. It often bridges into other subjects such as, I can't wait to go on holiday in about a week's time, I'm so tired of this weather, and it expresses future plans and present moods.
Well, it is the week of the environment. On Tuesday, last Tuesday, we had World Water Day. And interesting there in what you would do for your environment. How does it affect you? How much do you think about it? And we'll be exploring World Water Day and some of the initiatives they ran to engage people to raise awareness. 783 million people are still waiting for safe drinking water. Make change happen. Well, yeah, would you? How far would you go to help your environment? Also, of course, on Saturday, the 31st of March, we have Earth Hour, so the World Earth Hour, where we are being invited to get involved and to, you know, switch off our electricity, do something to mark this Earth Hour.
Incredible initiative. Yeah. Millions of people around the world get involved.
They do, exactly. And people here are asking you to really, you know, switch off your lights, non-essential lighting during Earth Hour, which will be from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Saturday the 31st.
As a psychologist, Suzanne, what we're interested in is looking at what's referred to as pro-environmental behavior. So markers and days such as this that you've just mentioned, Earth Hour, look at why is it that some people engage in pro-environmental behaviors and others don't. So for the last 30 years, many psychologists and sociologists have explored the roots of indirect and direct environmental action. So they want to know, with all the campaigns and all the the knowledge and the information that is out there making us aware about what's going on, why is it that some people engage in it and other people don't? And we know now that research shows that in most cases, increased in knowledge and awareness doesn't necessarily lead to pro-environmental behaviors. So just because we know more about it doesn't mean that we change our behaviors, or doesn't mean that our attitude or the information or the knowledge that we have leads to action or a change in behavior. And you can think about this in terms of any kind of behavior you would want to change. If you're not happy about something, if a particular habit of yours doesn't bring about positive outcome and you want to change that, you may know it's bad for you. You may know that it doesn't bring about advantageous consequences, but knowing about that doesn't necessarily lead to a change in behavior. There are particular steps one must take to encourage this pro-environmental behavior that we're talking about here.
Isn't it all about priorities, you know, what your values are, what's relevant to the individual, to your culture, to your life? So if this is going to cost me money, or if this isn't, I'm not really feeling the effects of anything, why should I be worried about it or doing anything about the environment?
Absolutely. You've named the three most important areas. It's linked to personal attitudes and the way in which you prioritize what's important to you. Second of all, it's linked to the country or the culture in which you have been raised in and socialized in, what you have been taught, what you've learned. And third of all, ecologically, we have to take into account what are the social, psychosocial circumstances that make it more possible for individuals to engage in pro-environmental behaviors. So if I live in a city, for example, that doesn't support this attitude that I have, it would be very, very difficult for me to practice as such. If I grew up in a culture in which it was never encouraged or it wasn't supported, I never knew about it, recycling was something that I saw in sitcoms, on TV programs, then it would be much harder for me to foster that rather than if I grew up with it and my school taught about it and I learned it in the classroom and outside of the classroom. So it really is a three-way, 360-degree program that should be incorporated.
Would you give up your birthday in aid of water, raising awareness of water, clean water, bring clean water to people in need? Well, that's what a lot of people did around the world to mark that day last week. So how far would you go to help the environment? How connected are you to your environment? And we've got some really interesting guests, and they're going to be joining us on Voices of Diversity. And if you're talking about the weather, which so many of us are at the moment here locally, well, coming up in just a moment, we're going to be welcoming Ali Al-Musallam, who is the senior forecaster at the National Centre Meteorology and Seismology in Abu Dhabi. So any questions for him on the weather? We'll get an up-to-date weather forecast from him. Do we think the weather's changed in the UAE over the last few years? And can we predict the future weather conditions here? We'll find out from Mr. Ali in just a moment. Also joining us will be Khalid Khalifa, who's a professional aid worker and interim head of the Gulf Office of the United Nations for Humanitarian Affairs here in the UAE. He'll be talking to us later with regards to natural disasters, and we'll be interested to find out how culturally this impacts how we react when extreme weather conditions affect us. How do we respond? How do we cope in an emergency? And then we're going to be talking on the line to South Africa to Simon Geer, who is an environmentalist doing amazing things and written a book called Going Green. He'll be talking about climate change and how people react to natural disasters as well, but also how we can make a difference on a day-to-day basis, what we can do to help the environment. So lots to discuss here on Voices of Diversity as we lick a finger, stick it out there, see what the weather's like and how it affects us culturally.